Hey, you. Wake up. There you are. Now, don't panic. I won't hurt you. Just don't panic, please. It's okay. Well, yes, I know you can't see me. And there's a reason for that. Let's see, how do I put this? You really don't need to keep looking around for me. I'm not hiding. Well, at least not on purpose, but you can't see me because, you see, I am not visible. I know, it sounds ridiculous, really. I'm kind of having a hard time believing it myself right now, but it is what it is. Honestly, I can only imagine how difficult it must be for you to hear that. After all, you're not even fully awake yet. Oh, you still don't believe me, huh? Let me show you then. Hey, calm down, stop it, you're okay. Settle down, will you? Yes, I'm invisible. And I know that is weird, but I came to you for a reason. I had nowhere else to go. I really need help right now because I'm scared and I'm cold. I don't know how I'm going to turn myself normal again, and I don't have a single person in the world other than you who would believe any of this, much less be willing to help me. You will help me, won't you? Thank you so much, and I'm sorry to have to drop this in your lap. I'm sure you wouldn't have asked for this, but I really just don't know what else to do at this point. Do you mind if I sit? Just here? Yes, okay. I know you must have a lot of questions, and I will answer them, of course, but just first, could I get some clothes? Oh, well... I don't, strictly speaking, have any clothes on just now. But that isn't really a problem for you, is it? After all, you can't see me. It's just really cold in here. Oh, thank you. Let me just get this on. Well, what was I supposed to do? What if someone had seen me? Imagine how that would be, just a headless body walking through the street. We don't exactly live next to each other. All right. There, that's better. Now let's get down to business. Feel free to ask any questions you need answered now. What? Me? I think it would be more convenient for now if I were to keep that to myself. Is that all right? We are classmates, though, just so you know. I'm not some stranger that broke into your house. Okay, technically I did break into your house, but at least you know me from school. How'd this happen? Well, that is definitely a long story, but the long and short of it is that I was working in the lab late yesterday evening on a project I had been working hard on for months. No one would ever believe it, but I was experimenting with making things invisible. Small things were simple enough, but to be really taken seriously by all those bigwigs in the science community was to make a human invisible. Naturally, it was difficult to find volunteers, so I took it on myself, which turned out to be a huge mistake. Now, I have no idea what I'm to do to fix this problem, and frankly, I'm in real need of a friend, someone I could trust. No. I haven't eaten since yesterday, and I'm actually pretty famished. But I wouldn't ask any more of you. You have been more than hospitable to me. Really? You wouldn't mind? Okay, then. Oh, no, of course I would love something to eat. If it isn't too much trouble, that is. Yeah, just anything at all. Thank you so much. Hi. Oh, yeah, sorry to spook you again. Not really used to the whole being invisible thing yet. I just wanted to come down to see how things were going. Of course not. It's no problem at all. I mean, I am starved, but beggars can't be choosers. I just appreciate how helpful you've been to me without even recognizing me. I honestly didn't expect it. I mean, obviously I knew you were nice because, well, I came here, didn't I? But you really have shown me real kindness here tonight. Listen, when I get my body back, let's go out someplace. My treat. No, really, I insist. I can't even tell you how grateful I am to you already for hearing me out and, you know, feeding and clothing me. But I am always a woman of my word, and so you can certainly count on getting something out of helping me. Thank you. Smells delicious. Well, as leftovers go. Believe me, this is certainly a cut above the rest. On any other night, by now I'd be eating runny ramen with a cup of apple juice. Did you eat already? Okay, no problem then. I'll just quickly finish this up and then we can talk some more if you want. That was really good. No, really, I mean it. It was good. Thank you again for everything. I really can't thank you enough. I hope I can be honest. This whole thing is just... I mean, I was just so scared at first. I thought there was no way I could recover. That I would be stuck alone for the rest of my life. But you helped me. And more than that, you gave me hope. Like, when I am with you, I'm not alone. Thank you for that. Well, I probably ought to be going now. It will be another dash to get home again, but maybe I could see you tomorrow? So we can talk about the situation. Here? You mean with you? I mean, of course I would like to, but you really wouldn't mind? Yes, yes, that would be great. If you're sure you wouldn't mind. Where would I? No, I'll have to put my foot down on that one. I'm not taking your bed. That is a bridge too far. Yes, I know it's been a rough night for me, and I have said that I appreciate how welcoming you've been with me, but I am totally fine to crash on the couch. Do you have any blankets I could use anywhere? Aha! Thanks! And there we are. Oh, it's soft. These are real comfortable. So I guess you're off to bed then? No, it's just that... Never mind. Well, I just thought maybe we could watch something together? I was just asking. It's okay if you... Really? Okay, then. Awesome. No, I don't care what it is. I mean, nothing scary, obviously. I have been through enough scares tonight, I think. You could sit next to me if you want. There we go, nice and cozy. Oh, where's the... Oh, I got it. I was sitting on it, sorry. You don't mind if I get a bit closer, do you? I'm still pretty cold. You're warm. I don't suppose you want some blanket? Okay. I don't remember seeing that one before. Feels like I...
well, remembered it.
Nope. I am stuffed from earlier. If you need something from the kitchen, I can get it for you, though. No? All right. Thank you for
everything tonight.
And in the morning, we can talk about...